Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you? Name and location.
My name is Chrissy, and I'm from Texas.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So one of the things that where you talked about is time to watch our children.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that when I were in the schools teaching and talking with the children, one of the things I taught my children, I said, if you see something, you say something to me. Okay. The other thing I told them that if you see something the first time, if someone says something your first time, believe what they say. And if anything goes down, I will teach my children where you need to hide in the school just in case if there's some type of lockdown or something like that. I was always at the school with my children, like they knew me by name. I'm quite sure they wanted me to probably go home and teach them online, but I was always up there just making sure everything was fine and great with them. But I definitely always kept them in the word and taught them. So for the most part, long story short, for the most part, they would not really talk to my children because they knew that I would go back. They would go back and tell me what was to be said.
Okay.
And,
so at least you were up on it, but go ahead, I'm listening. I mean, but can you imagine if a pagan or a Satanist who were targeting children was in that position to ask those same questions? So this
exactly.
So the whole deal is, yeah, but go on.
Yes, sir, and I did witness that. I witnessed where I did see a lady, a teacher, we all went on a field trip, and they had all the kids, like, in a circle, she did. And I walked by them, and it was mostly the children that I knew of, and they were all sitting crisscross applesauce like they were older kids, not to be sitting like that. They had their hands out, like, in a pagan position, and that really disturbed my spirit to see that teacher was well known in the school would do that. She would kiss our children on the forehead. I seen them sitting in a circle, and I thought, you know, I've got to get out of here. The school is closed down, nevertheless, but I did witness that.
Go ahead, please. It sounds like they were straight grooming children for the occult. These occult practices,
I believe that because of this teacher disposition and how she looked, she would always kiss certain students on their head, and I would notice that some students would kind of jerk away from that, but she was so sweet, so nice to them, and she realized that I was looking at her, and so she'd give me a look like she noticed I'm watching her, and I'm like, this is not right. And I would give her a look like, I told one student, don't you go over there. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right for the teacher, a female teacher, to be kissing on different students' forehead like that all the time.
And what step did you take? Did you report her in particular to the administration that this woman is out of pocket?
I reported her to the assistant principal, and they just thought that, well, she's just teaching them and learning them and grooming them and things like that, so we don't really see anything there. And a couple of myself and another a teacher, we talked about it, but because this person was just in the high authority of a lead teacher, then they felt like what she was doing was like she was just helping our students because they were needing more grooming and understanding, and I just didn't think it was right, so I just left alone. I couldn't do no more than just report what I seen.
Okay. Well, hey. Mm-hmm. Hey. Well, thank you. Well, now, I don't know if it's a difference, but was this a white teacher or a black teacher? Because there's a lot of witches amongst our people, too.
No, it was a white teacher. She was very calm and soothing toward the children. She was a white teacher. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Elder, I wanted to say before I go, could you call me offline? I do have an offer that I believe that will benefit the church. I've been working on for a long, long time, and I really want to know what you think about it. I think it'll be a great benefit. Just please give me a call.
Offer, what are you talking about?
It's something that I believe that I want you to hear it. It will benefit the church. Not necessarily an offer,
okay.
But I just believe that it will be, not necessarily an offer, just something I believe it will benefit the church.
What's your name again, sister?
Chrissy, Chrissy.
Chrissy, okay. So,
yes, sir.
Are you still teaching or no?
Oh, no, sir. The Most High brought me out of that about a couple of years ago and allowed me to start a business.
Okay.
So, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, may the Most High prosper your business, sister, and I'll be calling you soon, all right?
Oh, the water. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You
Shalom.
Too. Thank you. Shalom. 302 area code.
Yes,
Shalom.
Good afternoon, Elder. Can you hear me?
Your name and location. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
This is Lydia from Delaware. And I just would like to say this before I get into the topic. I think that you have such a great sense of humor. I just wish I would have been in that store when you told that young man that. I would have been, yes, that's right. I would have just like, oh, man, I just wished I was in the store when that happened, because they do. They think they are so above us. And then when you get somebody powerful in front of them, they don't know what to say. You know, I stopped wearing my mask because I can't breathe with it. You know, I already have asthma, and putting it on, it makes it worse. But
let me say this also, because I don't want people to think that I'm for or against anything. I'm gonna put this out there just for you and everyone else, right?
Yeah.
I think as an American citizen, you're free to wear the mask or not to wear the mask, right? So, like you
right.
said, you couldn't breathe. So, for the sake of your own health, you chose to not do that, right? So,
right.
The whole deal with me, man, I'm not against anyone wearing their mask, because that's what America's
mm-hmm.
about. You have the freedom to do whatever you want, as long as you're not
right.
harming another person. But my point
right.
about it with him, and I had to level set him, is because, listen, you haven't been deputized to tell me what to do. You were deputized to point me to a product that I'm buying to pay your salary. So I don't
Absolutely.
Care what you're thinking. You're not going to look at me and my family. I don't care what color you are and tell me where I'm not going. He says, well, you're not coming in then. And then I had to rise
yes.
up and say, well, listen, sir, I'll tell you what. I am going to get it. Now you got to decide what you're going to do with your hands. And whether or not your hands will return if you touch me. Now you're going someplace else
it.
Beyond your pay grade. So that's where I was. I had to level set up and say, listen, you can say what you want. My mother and my father always told me sticks and stones may break my bones. As far as I'm concerned, he said nothing at all. So I looked at him straight in his eye and said, well, listen, I'm above your pay grade. You have to decide this whether or not this interaction will mean your job. Second of all, I'm going to get the product I'm going to pay for that pays your salary. And I told him, I smiled, you better not touch me. So I don't care if he was screaming all the way behind me, jumping up and down in a tantrum with a black man that's walking through Eyes Wide Shut to get a cord for my computer. I don't care if I can tell he turned beet red and he couldn't understand it. What's up with this Negro who's inherently... who's inherently under me, because even though I'm at a low pay grade, he's black, so that makes me better.
Right.
I don't care what he was
right.
thinking, what his I don't care what his liberal upbringing did to him as far as his psychology goes.
Right.
But that was a learning experience for him. That even if he was, let me tell you, even if he wanted me to take a mask and wear a mask, it's how you approach and talk to a person. You're not going to come to me
right.
like you're going to threaten me. I'm a man, too. You're not going to threaten me. What the Hades is this? Nazi Germany? I'm like I'm going to get my, listen, I'm free to go get my coin. And I said, sir, you better not touch me. And at that point, he looked like one of these goth cats who believe everything is being said. These free love, I work at a, you know, I moonlight at a marijuana dispensary. He was one of these characters. And guess what,
wow.
sister? When I told him that and looked him straight in his eyes, his whole
yeah.
countenance changed. It's like I've never witnessed a black person talk to me like this in a respectful manner. But he knew that he better not, and the security guard was right there. So the security guard came and did like this, and I'm just looking at him because maybe he was told to pose like this or whatever. But I'm going to get the cord, but go ahead. I digress. I have one of these every 1 or 2 months. Every other month, I probably have one of our level set people. But go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard your stories. I'm learning from it too, you know. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, getting back to the topic, it's time to watch our children, you know. I have a 15-year-old grandson, and he's being influenced and being suggested, and I noticed that he isolates a lot, you know, and he's
on
his phone a lot, you know. So I'm definitely paying a lot of attention to him. I'm questioning him all the time. Grandma, why do you ask me so many questions? I said, because I love you, and would you please, you know, put your phone down when we're talking, you know. I also noticed that too. But I also want to say that I remember taking him to the church one Sunday when I was going, and the bishop was saying at the end, I want all of your sons. Bring me your sons to me. And I couldn't figure out why he kept saying that. Because I've had heard some stories, you know, in the past about it, but that was kind of, you know, it didn't sit with me, so I never went back to the church. But, yes, we do need to watch our children.
Yeah.
Grandkids.
Well, sister, I'm glad you, I'm glad you're up on it. You said, how old is he?
He's 15 now, and he's isolating a lot. And he's being influenced by, you know, the population.
Okay.
And
all right.
You know,
well, let me tell you, that's there's a certain change you go through around 15, 16 when, you know, the testosterone start kicking in. You like girls and the peer pressure, the internet, Instagram, everything else. So some of it is a natural concern that comes with a boy growing into a man. But I would say any opportunity you get, just instill something in him that will actually help him with those decisions that he's making, right? And it has to happen without him being feeling pressured. And usually that he should have some type of mentor, a man he respects that he'll listen to, all right? So you need to look into that also. Someone that you can trust, he can listen to, that at least he'll tell his inner secrets. And, you know, if he's thinking about a girl, how to choose someone really outside of a girl, giving him some type of structure towards a mission.
Right.
All right. How to become a greater man as far as how to get his money together, how to give his legacy together. You know what I mean? Really focusing on those particular areas, what he want out of life, and have someone to help urge and help him in that area. All right? So I just wanted to put that out there. And send him some of our videos. That'll help him out.
Oh, yeah. I brought him one of the T-shirts. I brought him the 12 Tribes Israel sweatshirt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, thank you. It's a great call. You're welcome. Let's go to the next call, 313 area code, 313. If someone is having problems with the Patreon, it depends on the apps you're using or whatever the case might be. Do us a favor and make sure you send us an email to check into whether or not you're having problems viewing the video. And our technician, our producer who's helping me with the Patreon, will give you the links through Vimeo to see the Patreon videos that are not working on the site. So don't worry about it. If there's an issue, we'll still make sure you get the content. 313 area code. Talk to us.
Shalom, elders. Jackie from Detroit.
Hey, how are you doing, Jackie?
Praise to the Most High. I'm blessed and highly favored. Yes. So what I wanted to say, Elder Ricard, is that, first of all, I'm very passionate when it comes to our children. And what I wanted to say is that in Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time and season for everything, to mourn,
yeah,
to cry, to be happy. It's a time for us as parents. I don't have younger kids anymore. But when I did, I homeschooled them. So I'm pro-homeschooling. And for all of the parents,
right,
that, if it's any way possible you can teach your kids at home, why send them out there like that? Because you're working against yourself, against your program, when at home you can instill the word of God in them. You can instill life principles and strategies instead of sending them out amongst wolves and then putting all this responsibility on them, telling them, okay, you can hide here if this happens. Why would you want to put your kid in a situation like that? As adults, a lot of times, we don't know what to do. We panic. So I'm like, parents, if at all possible, teach your kids at home. That's what we're supposed to do, train up our kids in the way that they should go. And that's just not dealing with spiritual things all around. You can teach them science is in the word. Everything is in the word. It comes from the word.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say to parents, it's time to teach your kids at home, and it's time for you to come up with a strategy. It's time to network with people within the body that are homeschooling, and it's time to put fear behind you. The only thing we need to fear is fear itself. We should not be caught up in fear. If you're caught up in fear, something is wrong. You need to go to the Most High and ask him to deliver your soul, because you cannot hear from the Most High when you're dealing with fear and you're using all the wrong tactics. Don't send your kids out there with those wolves. That's what I have to say, Elder Akai. Thank you. Shalom. All praises.
Thank you, sister. And we have to stop pandering or playing into this thing where we being blacks automatically inherently makes us victims. We need to get out of that crap. That's being used as a tactic to get these people in with us to target our people. They'll claim that they're for what? They're for civil rights and racial rights and all this. Nah, I'm good. I don't believe it's the responsibility of government to give equal justice and to give equality. I don't believe that's the government's position. I believe you pay the government taxes and they are the legislature. I'm not asking them to violate things, because when you're asking them to do things outside of legislation, you're relegating power to government. So I don't believe in all that stuff. I don't believe in none of that. I don't go to the government for equality. I go to the Most High for the understanding on how to navigate in a wicked world, and having him given me the power and understanding to use the gift of my hands that will create a legacy for my family. That's what I believe in. Because when you open yourself up for victims, one of the tactics of these sorcerers is to target whom they deem are misfits. So automatically, as a group, as people, we are presented to the world as misfits. And they target misfits. When you go to college, they want you to be the outlier, someone with a deficiency, a known deficiency that they can use so that you can be recruited into some group that would empower that particular misfit's deficiencies. Okay, well, let's have a group for the, you know, for the lesbians and gays. Let's get a group so we can protect ourselves from fat shaming or body shaming. So they target the insecurities and turn that into a group empowerment. We need to get over all that stuff and say, well, no, I don't need a group. I'm already a part of the group. The family of the Almighty. The children of Israel. I'm under Christ's group already. I'm not joining one of your crazy groups that's usually led by some unhinged misfit who's trying to use our blackness to only progress their political agendas. Next call. I only got one or two more calls, and then that concludes our broadcast, our Patreon for today. I have to eat. 646 area code. 646 area code. You're live.
Hello, Elder. This is Brother Joseph.
Brother Joseph, you're live. Talk to us. New York, come on.
Yes, so I appreciate just the work that all of you have been doing. Bless the Most High for sending you all. But and I was wondering, you did a teaching on Levi, and you said somewhere about, like, in the desert, Benjamin, Levi, and Judah will face Magog. I was wondering if you had a verse for that one so I could research it.
Yeah, it tell you that we'll be planted in the desert for the battle of Armageddon against Edom. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'll go over that soon. That's in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I'll research that. And then one more question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So for those of us who are, like, I'm in a position kind of like Cornelius was, and I'm constantly in the balance between, trying to confront the Edomites or Esau system, I should say. Even though I'm in a Cornelius type position. So what advice do you have for those of us who are balancing this, and when it's time to really pull the plug, and when we're ready for the system, the system to fall?
I don't understand what you're asking in particular.
So I'm in the,
obviously in the question, you already have an idea of what you would like to do. What's that?
So I'm in a position where I advise a very high-level governments that are interested in a region of the world where we come from. And, the system to me has really been very, colonial and exploiting, Judah, Levi, and Benjamin. And, so that's the conflict that I'm in because, I'm working. I mean, I have the favor of the Most High to be in these high positions, but at one point, do we extricate ourselves from, perpetuating the system of Esau?
A high position as what? Speak without actually exposing yourself. So you're
Let's
in a position that you can influence or harm black people, right? So in what sector?
So
just give me the broad understanding of what sector you're in.
Okay, the governmental sector, so advising on everything that touches from mostly investments and security stuff. But, I don't make the decisions, but the people who make the decisions listen to me. I'm in a general sort of position.
Okay, don't worry about it. I can help you. We can talk one-on-one with that, all right? That's something that I wouldn't divulge over here. You're asking how can you use the spiritual understanding you have in that position, understanding where you are now, to reverse some of the negative effects of your position, right? I'll call you. We'll talk about that. I'll call you Monday.
All right. Bless you.
All right. Bless you. All right. 816 area code.
Hey.
Hey, shalom, Mildred.
Shalom. Last call for today. I wish I can take more, but I'll pick up more calls this next Wednesday. This will be the last call for Patreon today. And I thank you all for your participation. I apologize if I can't get through all the calls, but I have to prepare for tomorrow. I have a long weekend. So last call for today, and I'm sorry for those who didn't get in. But write down some of your ideas or what you wanted to speak about so the next time I bring you in, you can pick it up from this particular broadcast. 708 area code. 816 area code, last call.
No, Elder, I was just stating that you can go ahead and get another call. I didn't know how I got in the host queue again. I was just listening in. But...
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, brother. 708 area code. Sorry, brother. 708, last call for today. You're live, 708. Okay, well, 708 isn't here, so I guess this concludes our broadcast. Take a good look. Watch out for your children. Watch out who's influencing them. Check their phones to make sure they're not linking in, because linking in with Satanists, because that's another way they're doing this, recruiting our children into harm's way. And above all, stay prayed up, protect your children, train up them the way they should go, and when they are of age, they shall not depart from it. With that, this concludes our Patreon for the week, and may the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up, sin not, we will soon see Zion. You all have a blessed day.